Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Broadcasting live from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville studios on this Friday. One of the hottest teams in the area right now is the Vanderbilt women's basketball team. They improved to 14-1 on the season last night with a 71-66 victory over Mississippi State to open SEC play. We bring in their head coach now, Shea Ralph. She's on the line with us. Coach, congratulations. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much. I'm great. I'm happy to be here with you guys today.
Well, I know you're even happier after your team's performance last night, and you started the game setting the tone, as they say, with 11-4 run. How important was that?
Well, it was one of our keys to the game was to make sure that we did do that, especially on the road, playing in a tough environment. Credit to Mississippi State. They've been a great team for a long time. They played hard, and I thought they played well. But for us, it's about relentless consistency. And we try to do that and talk about that and make that choice every day. So I was really proud of our team for a bunch of different reasons. And I have been really proud of them throughout the course of the year. We've gone through adversity. We've certainly had our ups and downs, but we continue to fight. And that's what I want us to be known for, not just this year, but as a program. I want everyone to know. And when they come watch us play, they're going to see a group of kids that's going to fight hard for each other, fight hard for Vanderbilt, and work really hard to come out with a great result.
You know, when I see that, you know, every player that played last night scored in the victory, that's something that really stands out to me. And I know that's happened two straight games now, because that means that everybody is contributing. And I know that's what you're looking for from your club.
Certainly. When you play at this level and coach at this level for a really long time, you know, when you're trying to accomplish something great as a team, it's really, really hard to do that with just one or two players that do everything.
Right.
So one of the things that we've tried to do here as we've continued to build our program is bring in pieces. And it's not necessarily about talent and skill. That's not it. You got to have a certain level of that, but it has to be the right people. So I think what we're starting to see in the foundation of our program and in the culture, when you see everyone contribute to a win like we had last night on the road, you start to understand we're going somewhere special because they all believe in themselves, they believe in each other, and they know they can come in and have a positive impact on the game. So, again, I think it says a lot about where we're headed, but I was just really happy for our team that we came out with a result that validated their hard work.
Shea Ralph is with us, head coach of the Vanderbilt women's basketball team. How special was it to see Ayanna Moore have a 29-point game? I know she's come back from an ACL injury, but she really stepped it up last night.
Man, she did, right? It was fun to watch her play last night. And when Ayanna got hurt last year, we were telling her, our staff was telling her throughout the course of the year, she had been practicing like a pro. I mean, she was really at the top of her game. And unless you've been through an injury like that as an athlete, and I've had my fair share, so I do know what it feels like. You just really never understand how hard it is, the toughness that you have to come back. And a lot of people never talk about when you get back out on the court. You feel like a fish out of water. They talk about the rehab process. But when you get back out on the court, there's still a process to becoming the player, not even that you used to be, the new player that you're going to become. And for Ayanna, it's been a constant, you know, it's not been linear. It's constant ups and downs. What I've noticed from her recently, though, is that she's put in a ton of work on her own. She's in the gym. She's watching film. She's working with her teammates. She's communicating more. She's doing all the little things that she has control over. And yesterday was a huge step forward for her, I think, for confidence, but also for our team, because they're starting to see, hey, if we want to be great, that's a daily choice. We got to put in the work. If we want to be great, we can choose success by how we create our daily habits. And Ayanna is a perfect example of that. I was really happy for her.
Love it. Coach, I want to ask you this, because we had Kermit Davis was on our show a long time ago, and we talked about some big wins in his career. And he said, you know what? I can't remember the big ones, but I remember the losses. You guys are off to a great start. Does that NC State game, what did you learn about your team in that game? Because you've only got one loss, and that's probably one that you remember quite a bit.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great question. It's one of the reasons we talk about setting the tone. That was a game on the road. We were really excited about it, and we let them, especially early on, dictate the pace of the game. And when we finally got our feet back under us, we were competitive, and we ran out of time. So I think what we learned about ourselves is exactly what we talked about in the beginning of this conversation, was having relentless consistency, not about the result. It's never going to be about the result, but about the process of how we approach every day, every practice, every game, and being the best versions of ourselves as players, as people, day in and day out. We'll always give ourselves a chance. We'll always give ourselves a chance if we can do that.
I think it's great. It's funny. You know, I look why people want to play in the SEC. I look at your upcoming schedule, Florida, Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee. I mean, it's that to me, some people, coach, would like, well, that's a lot. But I think if you're a competitor and you're a great athlete and you like to compete, this is perfect. I mean, you love these games.
You do love them. And if you're exactly right. You said exactly the right thing. If you are a competitor, you live for these things. You live for this moment. And the reality is, if you want to be a championship team, if you want to win championships, you're going to have to run through the SEC anyway. You're going to have to come through us anyway. So I love being able to measure ourselves day in and day out. Where are we? How much better have we gotten since the last time we took the court? How much better do we need to get to make sure that we're competitive, not only in our conference, but in the NCAA tournament?
Coach, yesterday, I know you're busy and you had the game last night, but the announcement that the NCAA and ESPN have agreed to really give more to women's sports, including basketball, it just keeps showing how great the sport is and the growth of this sport.
It does, and I'm so honored to be a part of this time right now in women's basketball. I'm honored to be a coach. I was honored to play. My mother played college basketball. So I do understand the struggles that we've gone through for equity, and this is just the beginning. What I love about it is that our sport is fun to watch. The players are getting better. The teams are getting better. The coaching is amazing. There's parity. Now we're getting exposure. I would love for people to come out and witness all the hard work that these kids put in, not only on TV, but come to the gym. Come to Memorial. Come on Sunday. And see what we're about. See what our team looks like. I guarantee you'll have a great time. But to your point, it is awesome to see that. I know we have a long way to go, but to be a part of positive change is always a good thing.
Yeah, 1 o'clock on Sunday at Memorial Gym against Florida, the second SEC game of the year. And the thing that is interesting to me about this schedule is every two or three nights y'all are on the court playing a game. Do you like that as a coach, or do you wish you had a little more time to get in the practice gym and work on some things?
No, listen, we've been together for 7 months. We want to play. we want to play. I love practice. Don't get me wrong. I do love practice, and practice is really important. But at this point in the year, I want to play. I want to make sure that we get on the court, that we get those game reps in. That we're going up against these teams in the SEC where we find out what are we great at right now. Our weaknesses get exposed because we need to buckle those down if we're going to be competitive towards the end of the season. And I know those are our goals. We want to be competitive in our conference. We want to make the NCAA tournament and be competitive in the tournament. And the only way you find that out is consistently playing against great competition. And thankfully, we are in the SEC. We get to do that, like you said, every 3 days. And then today we're going to go back, watch some film, get back out on the practice court, fix some things that went wrong yesterday, and hopefully we'll be a little bit better on Sunday.
You know, when you have success, especially early on at 14-1 in the season, it's, you know, especially for young kids, it can go to your head a little bit. But I don't feel like that's a problem with your team. So how do you balance allowing them to enjoy the success but also – put it out of their mind and focus on what's next?
It's funny. I'm laughing because, the team chuckles with me. I tell them we want to celebrate wins, you know, and
sure.
And that's not just the result of games, wins every day, wins in the classroom. You know, our team did a great job. We had a 3.4 overall GPA as a team in the fall semester, which was amazing. Wins in the community, wins in practice, but I also want them to understand there's always areas and room for improvement. So yeah, we celebrated last night because we should. That was a fun game. We came out with a really hard fought win on the road, but there were moments in that game where we almost gave it away. And it's important that we learn from those moments. So yes, we celebrate, but the thing that I think they know too is we work hard, we play hard, but this team, guys, I mean, we've been through a lot. So we're 14-1 this year, but the last couple of years we've had some pretty tough adversity. And I think they're starting to understand what it looks like to work really hard for something and to start to see results. And it's not always overnight. And if our kids can learn that value in life, it's great to work hard. The results may not always be what you want, but then you become a hard worker. You become a champion. That's just who you are. Then, you know, we're going somewhere with this program.
There is no doubt. Florida, 1 o'clock on Sunday. You can hear it on 94.9 The Fan with our man Jake Lyman. Coach, pleasure to talk to you. Best of luck on Sunday, and we'll talk again soon.
Always, guys. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Happy New Year to you as well. Coach Shea Ralph, Vanderbilt Commodores, joining us here on the program. And again, Sunday at Memorial Gym. That is the $1 game, so you can get in for $1 at Memorial Gym. There is no excuse. Go out and support the Commodores, because they're off to a fantastic start at 14-1. That was fun. I love a coach that wants to celebrate the successes of their team.
And doesn't shy away from competition. I mean, that's what makes a great coach. It's like, bring me the number ones, the number twos, and let's fight with them. Let's compete with them. And that's what you want out of your coach. You're like, well, you know, maybe we'll get out there and compete. No, man, we're going to bring it. Bring, you know, the 40 minutes and the four quarters and just go at it.
Yep, 100%. So we will definitely be talking to her more down the road as they continue their season. Coming up next, we'll put a bow on this week, plus our favorite, America's favorite, celebrity birthdays. But right now, you want to go to the Preds game on Tuesday?
Yes.
I got a 4-pack of tickets to see the Predators take on the Anaheim Ducks January 9th. That's Tuesday at Bridgestone Arena. Caller number 5 at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. You can win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Preds and the Ducks on Tuesday at Bridgestone Arena. It's the Chasing Big.